With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. With the arrival of autumn, the air in Washington apple country is filled with excitement for the official launch of the much-anticipated Cosmic Crisp, Washington's newest variety that's been all the buzz for the past couple of years. Proprietary Variety Management Marketing Director Catherine Grandy says the Cosmic Crisp will start coming off the trees very soon.
The apple will harvest in, probably we're projecting at this time, around October 1st. And it's an apple that is best suited to sit for a little bit and allow the starch and sugars to get to the best levels for a good eating quality.
And she says a lot of work has gone into the decision for the best release date.
Our industry, you know, helped set the quality standards so that we could have the best fruit and best tasting fruit going to market.
So Grandy says consumers won't see it in stores until later.
The Industry Quality Standards Committee with PVM will and WSU will continue to look at those standards throughout this first year. And, you know, it'll be basically a working document and a working plan. So we really believe we're going to have great quality apples going to market starting December 1st.
Listen tomorrow for more on the Cosmic Crisp debut. And welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. With us again is Valent's Allison Walston. So last week it was bugs, but this week, Allison, what happens to fruit trees over the winter?
To survive sub-freezing temperatures, fruit trees need to have entered a true dormancy. This is triggered by day length and cooler temps to reach a full winter hardiness by December.
But what about those cold snaps right around Thanksgiving?
Those freezing temps can do some damage. To encourage the tree to enter dormancy faster, growers can defoliate in the fall using abscisic acid. This natural plant hormone triggers plant dormancy and gets the nutrients moving out of the leaves and shutting down sap flow.
And we usually have some warm spells during the winter.
Warm weather in the winter, if long enough, the trees start sap flowing again. Also, snow cover and reflecting sunlight warm trunks and get sap flowing. In both cases, when temperatures drop at night, the trunks split open. Tree protectors will help to reduce trunk splits.
Well, thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for more Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. Until then, I'm Bob Larson. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.